She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
Jenny.
All right, so we've been talking all day about Nipsey Hussle's amazing funeral that's happening right now at the Staples Center in L.A. We're live streaming it on Hot93.7.com. And Michi touched on this a little while ago during Trending Topics that Lauren London went up and spoke, and I know you watched it live. So what were your thoughts on it?
I mean, it was very, very sad situation, but a lot of love in the building. And just, I just want to say one thing about the Farrakhan guy, the minister, the one and only. You had one job to do, not mess up the guy's name, and you messed up his name.
He's old.
Doesn't
He's getting
matter.
Old. Like, I mean, a few people have said stuff about it, but I mean, that's a horrible thing to do, but he's getting old.
Jenny.
Old people make mistakes like that.
Jenny.
I don't know what else to say. All right, so Lauren actually got up there and started her tribute to Nipsey by reading a text message that she sent him back in January while she watched him sleep.
Right.
She said, "I want you to know I feel real joy in my heart when I'm around you. I feel safe around you, protected, like a shield over me when you're around."
Right. Beautiful.
She loved him.
Right, absolutely.
Deeply.
You can see it.
Then she ended the text with, "My truth is this, I'm never going to give up on you. My loyalty and devotion is to you."
Mm-hmm.
She also talked about how Nipsey cared for her kids and his kids and made sure that his family left home each day with the right energy.
Right.
She said, "My pain is for my 2-year-old who will probably won't remember how much his dad loved him."
Right, absolutely.
And that's little baby Cross.
Yes.
And so she shared something that Nipsey always said to her. He would say, "You can't possess people that you actually experience them."
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then she said, "I'm so honored and blessed that I got to experience him."
Right.
She closed her tribute with an incredibly moving message and for L.A., and she basically said, "Until we meet again, the marathon continues."
It does.
That's what
she
said.
Beautiful family, beautiful service, and still going on. Go watch it. Go stream live right now.
And Nipsey Hussle's mother got up on stage as well, and she kept her composure today as she shared her final text messages between the two.
Right.
She was dressed in an all-white gown. I love the white.
Yeah, beautiful.
I think it's
really
wonderful to wear white to a funeral. And her name's Angelique Smith, and she told the 21,000 people at the funeral that she felt death was coming in the days before his murder.
Mm.
She texted him this message, "My heart feels as if there's possibly heaviness in your heart and soul." He replied, "No, Mom, I'm A1. That's what he would always say, according to her, okay?
Yeah.
And she said, "Ever since he was a boy, pain did not faze him. He took it like a champ." So then I guess he followed up the message saying, "I'm grateful I have a studio again. I'm just happy and ready to work."
Right.
And then she exhaled deeply and said, "I'm very proud of you, my son."
There you go.
You can check out everything she had to say, hot937.com. I know Michi talked about his nephew got up on stage and talked about a dream where he actually came to him in a dream. And I know the baby got up there and grabbed the mic, made everybody laugh, which I think is a really wonderful thing. So, yeah, we still got it going on right now, hot937.com. All right, we got the Rider 5, a Rush Hour Mix with DJ Craig G. Oh, by the way, some of the highlights are up there, too, because I know Snoop was on stage.
Right.
DJ Mustard was on stage. YG was on stage. Anthony Hamilton performed.
Right.
I know you said Marsha Ambrosius
started things off today.
Right,
Janae Eco. So, you know what we're going to do in the five? I'm going to get some West Coast on. A lot of Nip, a lot of some Snoop. We're going to have some fun with it.
All right. I would love that. It's Hot 937.